What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio New York City and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. I want to thank you once again for listening, liking, downloading, and sharing Situations with Sassy. You make me want to come back and do this each and every week. So this week, we're 7 days out of the, more than 7 days by this point, of the Oscars. More importantly, the discussion on social media platforms still, and I hate doing shows like this because it kind of dates everything, but the outrage, let me rephrase that, the selective outrage from men and women, especially black men, about the barely there evening gown that Ciara Wilson, wife of Russell Wilson, wore to the Vanity Fair after party. And it just boggled my mind. Let me tell you some good shit. If Sassy had Ciara's body, I'd rock everything. Skimpy, scampy, tight, short, whatever. Listen, I lost almost 100 pounds. Oh, my God. Back in the day, you couldn't tell me shit. My skirts were short. I looked good. I think I look good now. But I looked amazing. And I dressed it because I felt it. And I didn't give a shit. I wore it because, yes, I wanted all eyes on me. Yes, I wanted you to look at me and say, damn, she looks good. Ciara looked amazing. She looked incredible. But the outrage, bruh, what is wrong with y'all? The way in which black men lost their, they lost their shit. They lost their mind. And if, let me just go ahead and put this disclaimer out really, really quickly. If you have a problem with curse words, you want to go ahead and stop listening right now. Because I am still so much in my feelings about this. Just the sheer, I'm just incredulous over the way in which black men viewed this woman. So much so, you know, I had to take it to social media, and I've made a post on social media. And basically I said, the bitch ass niggas is what I said, but I really don't like saying that word. But the bitch assness that I witnessed that had them so mad over Ciara's dress when they didn't understand that. Listen, Ciara understood the assignment. She understood the assignment. And the assignment from Vanity Fair was the barely there, B-A-R-E-L-Y, there, T-H-E-R-E, was the theme for the after party. So she wore this see-through, like, chain-like maxi dress cut very, 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 very low in the back with a glitter thong, like a black thong with a glitter trim. So everything was out. Everything, her entire body, except for her hoo-ha, was on display. But it left very, 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 very little to the imagination. And I just want to read some of the thoughts from some of the men. I'm not going to name their names. But like one dude put on there, they so mad, laugh out loud. Because they were really loud. And this dude has a really great body. His wife has a really great body. She's always dressing kind of conservative. But you know that she is amazingly fit. And he loves having her on his arm. That is his arm candy. And I love to see the two of them together. That is what I see with Russell Wilson and Ciara. I love to see the two of them together. Because they genuinely love each other. Not only do they love each other, but newsflash, they like each other too. And they captured this one photo with Ciara's face and Russell's face, and neither of them are smiling. And men are automatically interpreting that as him, like, oh, look at him. He's very pissed. He's upset because his wife wore this outfit. No, We don't know what the paparazzi yelled at them. Maybe they did ask a disrespectful question. And both of them gave the look like, bitch, what? That's how I interpret it. But in my opinion, it takes a secure woman to pull off wearing an outfit like that. But it takes an even more secure man to be able to stand beside her and say, this is mine. This is my wife. Yeah, you can look. You can ogle. You can gawk. You can do everything. But I, at the end of the evening, will be going home with this. This is my prize. This is my arm candy. This is my woman. And she understood the assignment. So some of the men, I just want to read, some of the men said, secure ain't got nothing to do with it from a man's perspective, or at least this one black man. Like, I want to spend the night with gawking, disrespectful dudes on drugs and alcohol and think I want to be put in a position to check some of those dudes with disrespectful behavior. Did I mention alcohol? That's cool for exhibitionists or voyeurs. She's exhibiting her body and he is exhibiting her body like a piece of eye candy for everyone to gawk at, because what heterosexual isn't going to? Different strokes for different folks, but do not say a man or woman is insecure if they do not feel comfortable on a date with all of the aforementioned stuff going on. That is not a fair assessment. To me, it is fair, because that's automatically saying as a man that you have absolutely no fucking control over your baser instincts. That you, as a man, drugs and alcohol aside, are going to go up, grab her ass, grab her titty, or do something disrespectful with her man in the room. That's how I'm interpreting what he's saying. That he got to watch these disrespectful ass men. Because that's just how men are. They can't handle their baser instincts. So when they see a half-naked woman, their instinct is immediately to go into caveman mode and start grab-assing. And I just don't, I mean, it's Hollywood. Any fucking thing is possible with Hollywood. Anything. But what really, really pissed me off is the fact that she wasn't the only one, but the outrage is over Sierra. Now, they had Janelle Monáe had on this black evening gown with a bare midriff, but her entire side was out as well as her back. They had, who else was there? Oh, they had Ariana DeBose, who wore a pantsuit that was all lace. Ashley Graham, the plus size model, she had on bra and underwear on underneath a sheer red maxi cutaway dress. They had Shay Mitchell, who's an actress. They had Becky G. I guess that's, I don't know who Becky G is. But she had on a completely chain-like maxi hooded dress, back completely out, bunch of side boob going on. And she, too, had on a thong. No one's outraged about her. No one's talking about her. You had Sabrina Dowry Elba, Idris Elba's wife, who had on a sheer silver gown. You had Tiana Taylor, who had, it looks like coils, gold coils, wrapped around her breast with her breast out. And on her nipples were covered. No one's screaming about that. You have Ember Chamberlain, who has on a sheer outfit. Grace Van Patten, another individual with a sheer outfit. You had Halle Berry, and like I said, Janelle Monáe, both had on a sheer outfit. And sidebar, if you have not gone to Google and checked out these Vanity Fair Barely There photos, Halle Berry looked, and she looks incredible. Her legs are amazing in this Barely There see-through dress. You don't hear her boyfriend, Van Hunt, screaming. No one's saying anything about him. No one's calling him a simp. No one's calling Idris Elba a simp or a cuckold because their wives and significant others had on Barely There outfits. No, it's Sierra Wilson, that the hill that they choose to die on. That's the hill that they're choosing. You have Daisy Edgar Jones. She too has on something sheer. So I'm just saying the hill that they're choosing is all about Sierra, which they also like to remind Sierra, as if she doesn't have a daily reminder of it on her own, that she, you know, Future's baby mama bagged a good man in Russell Wilson after so many years of being with bad boys or thugs or whatever it is you want to call them. And the patriarchy that we're conditioned to tell women like her that high value men like Russell Wilson will never check for her because, see, you know, Kevin Samuels told them so. Their guru, their dearly departed guru, told them so. And men, because women like her aren't supposed to win men like him, he is considered a simp or a cuckold. Because for some reason, this one dress has defined and solidified her femininity, her womanhood, her mothering, her decision-making, her values, and her morals. And it's completely negating the industry she's in. When moments like this, the dress did its job. Moments like this is money. It went viral. Whoever designed this dress, we don't know how many hits that this individual got. And then someone accused me of being envious, and I initially told them no, that I wasn't envious. But as I rethink that, I am envious. If I had her body, I would wear it too. Because she has the body to pull it off flawlessly. And I envy that she has a man who's secure in her love and of himself. And he loves her for who she is, dress or no dress. And so we're debating the merits of her virtue, quote unquote. They're loving and living their best life. And it continues to completely boggle my mind at the way in which black men really got upset. I told one dude, look at it like a bikini and a sheer cover-up. What's the difference? He said the setting is different because a bikini and a sheer cover-up is on a beach. And she ain't going swimming. He continues to say that he's not judging her. But he is. He is. So many men said, throw her back in the streets, Russell. You don't need her. When Russell had no problems with that dress, do you think she didn't consult with her husband and say, babe, the theme is barely there? So I'm assuming that means something sheer. Would you have a problem if I were to wear this? And apparently it was like, nah, babe, do you? That's not what she wore to the Oscars. It's what she wore to the Vanity Fair after party. One woman said he was embarrassed and that she wasn't in his prayer. But I'm going to sum it up really quickly with what this one dude said. He said, worrying about someone else's wife, a wife most dudes couldn't maintain, a wife who was a woman they couldn't get near, is wild. Wilder is they keep bringing up Future as if they all sharing the same dick. The life of a man who lays in the imaginary afterglow of another man's sex relationship episodes is unhinged behavior. The eroticism of it is also becoming more and more overt. One $40 date at a time. A date rant at a time, because that's a whole other topic on this $40 date that men don't want to, that men only want to spend. But a woman that they couldn't pull at an event that they couldn't attend, married to a man who plays a sport that they couldn't play, who has an ex who says one thing but has admittedly spent a fortune on random women, at some point, this has to stop. Future's image is as real as WWE. He's your Santa Claus. Between child support and his own desire, if these women are for the streets, he's the Department of Transportation. paying to make sure the streets are paved and smooth. If you don't accept the fact that you are there to complement the life of a bad chick and not control it, then you'll forever be in that bed with no headboard, beaten off furiously, checking only fan pieces. That is the most factual and accurate response to the selective male misogynistic outrage that I've seen on social media to date. The best. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And I will talk to you in a week. Peace.